Texas lost about 271,000 net jobs in 2009. Not the kind of number an incumbent governor once talked about in an election year. Duane Dietrich was one of those jobs. He was let go from Freescale during the company's last round of layoffs. He says that kind of economic hit absolutely affects how people vote.
I think politicians usually get elected on how good the economy is doing at the time and what promises they can make to improve that economic climate. So I believe in the end, people vote their pocketbook.
But people also vote based on how they feel about the economy, whether they're employed or not. And Governor Perry's office is delivering the message that the state is getting jobs. He's done dozens of press conferences in the last few months, like this one on February 9th in San Antonio, that welcomed 600 jobs to Texas.
I'm here to announce that Texas is investing $1.1 million out of our Texas Enterprise Fund to bring all states new bilingual customer information center to San Antonio.
This, along with a lot of other actions he's taken at the governor's office, he uses as a campaign tool.
Will Lutz is managing editor of the Lone Star Report, a conservative political newsletter. Over the last 8 months, Perry has used more than $9 million of the Enterprise Fund to announce about 3,000 pending jobs. Lutz says each job and each announcement is a chance to reinforce Perry's pro-business, pro-Texas campaign message.
When there is a new bricks and mortar business that comes to town that has a large number of jobs, that probably has more of a long-term impact than, 200-300 jobs on a business that's already here, for example.
The fund also could be used as campaign fodder for Perry's detractors. It's drawn criticism from Republicans and Democrats alike over the years, alternatively as corporate welfare and favoring non-Texas industry. But it's pretty hard to run against job creation in a Republican primary, especially during a recession. Covering the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.